From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Excellent.
That's good.
Are you gearing up for record store day, are you?
Yes, but I'm not going to be here.
You'll be somewhere where there's a record store, hopefully.
Yes, it's going to be really weird. I'm going to try and find the weirdest stuff possible, and then I'm going to bring it back here and play it for you.
All right.
And then you're going to be really weirded out. It's going to be really fun.
Chances of me being weirded out by anything are very slim indeed.
Hey, just before we get into the music, I have sitting here, and I haven't really been talking about it yet because I wanted to wait until you came in. I have a $50 voucher that somebody can win today to be able to use at Record Store Day down at Southbound this Saturday.
Cool.
So if anybody wants to win this, you can text them 5395 with your first and last name and your email address, and we will give it out to somebody at the end of this little segment.
That's cool.
And so what are we going to be looking at?
Well, there's a few things today.
Yes.
Did I tell you that because you're not going to be here, you're not going to get a chance to win the Rager turntable we're giving away on Record Store Day? Oh, sorry.
Can Hannah? I like enter?
No, you can only enter in store on Record Store
can
Day.
Can I text in my entry?
No.
You suck.
The person who wins joking. It isn't going to think that, are they? Anyway, okay. Record Store Day, we're going to have, I don't know how many hundred exclusive Record Store Day releases we got, but there's quite a lot.
Cool. Are there any pink vinyls out
there?
Yes,
there is some pink vinyl.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, one of the things,
yes.
I brought in just a random selection of three things which are being released. And the first thing, do you remember Goldie? Goldie MBE, he is now. Goldie, back in 1994, he released his debut single, Inner City Life, and it kind of brought the jungle sound into kind of the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was Goldie's debut. I think it was even Goldie Presents Metalheads when it first came out. Anyway, Goldie's timeless album, the tune Inner City Life was part of that opening suite of the album, the 21-minute piece that opens Timeless.
Wow.
Anyways, here we are all these years later, and Diane Charlemagne, who was the lady that sung the song, died at the end of last year. And I don't know whether that's what spurred Goldie to do it, but he's decided to re-release the single. But he's made a difference. He's done a special rebuild, 27 rebuild,
what
2017
is that?
Rebuild.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, I guess it's exactly what it sounds like. He's like taking the component parts and rebuilt it to make it sound more now.
What does that mean, though, to sound more now?
Oh, look, I don't know. These things are... I'm not necessarily saying this is exactly what happened. I'm just trying to describe to you. It's like a remix, but he hasn't just remixed it. He's rebuilt it. It's what
okay.
It says on the label.
Cool.
27 rebuild.
Cool.
But the B-side, he's got someone to remix it. Now, back in the day, Inner City Life got remixed by Rabbit and the Moon and Doc Scott and Piché, I think. Maybe there was a few others. But this time...
It's the burial
remix. And you'd think that something called Inner City Life is like tailor-made for burial to do.
Yeah, cool.
In fact, rather than talking about it,
should we listen to it?
Yeah, and it does say, like, I see you looking at the cover there on the back, it is dedicated to the memory of Diane Charlemagne, mm-hmm. who did the vocal. Of course, being burial, he's removed a lot of the vocal, but nonetheless.
Why does he do that?
I don't know. I'm not burial. Regardless of what rumours you heard, I'm not burial.
Oh my gosh. No. Okay, let's have a listen. Here we go.
We are here. In the inner city. To love somebody.
Thank you.
And there you go. That's what happens when you burialise Goldie's Inner City Life from back in 94, 95.
I think the ending was probably my favourite bit.
It was?
In regards to like the different elements of sound that were kind of overlapping and kind of travelling through each other.
I'm not sure I've heard a burial remix of anything before. But,
he doesn't normally do.
Well, I just can't bring one to mind straight off. But that to me is exactly, you know, if someone said to you, "Oh, Burial's remixed this Goldie thing," that's kind of what you'd think it would be like.
I don't think I would know at all what it would be like.
Well, if the song itself was about inner city life, and there's one way of hearing Burial stuff as being only about inner city life, you know, just a few decades removed. That's kind of the way that I'd think of it anyway.
I mean, they're really good at captivating you and just kind of like, I don't know, I just get really like overwhelmed, but in a good way.
So what was that chord that you heard on the piano that came in?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
No.
I have no idea.
All right,
a mystery.
So that one there, it's completely new artwork, sleeve artwork, and in fact this time it says Inner City Life Worldwide on the front. It's on the Metalheads label. It's a Record Store Day 2017 release, going to be out on Saturday.
So if people love it, they can go and quickly get themselves one.
They can try to get it, yeah. Yep. Speaking of things from the past, I've just remembered one of the other things we're doing on Records today is we've got there's a photographer called Jeremy Templer who took a bunch of photographs of the Auckland punk scene at Zwine's in 1978, and he's going to be in store and we're selling posters and postcard sets of these things.
Oh, awesome.
So there's some pop culture history right there. Anyway, moving along. The Comet is Coming. We've heard a lot about The Comet is Coming in the last year. I think they were played on BFM quite a bit last year as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of Shabaka Hutchings' groups. The last thing we had on From the Crate from Shabaka was Shabaka and the Ancestors. You remember the jazz record he made with the Johannesburg musicians.
Yes.
Anyway, The Comet is Coming, which is his trio featuring him and, well, you could say he's Shabaka Hutchings in this. He's King Shabaka alongside Danilog the Conqueror and Betamax Miller.
What great names.
Yeah, there you go. What was the album called? Prophecy was the EP. What was the album called last year?
Channel the Spirits.
Oh, Channel the Spirits, that's right. This is kind of, if you think of those as being like some kind of linear narrative, this one here called Death to the Planet is the next part of that narrative. And what was happening alongside, you know, in Prophecy, it was prophesized.
Mm-hmm.
This time it's happening, Death to the Planet. The tracks are called Start Running, Final Eclipse. Final Eclipse, you might know, it came out as a digital single at beginning of the year or end of last year. This is a full version of it. March of the Rising Sun and Ascension. And sadly, Ascension is not a cover of the avant-garde Coltrane classic. But nonetheless, this is... if we lived in Wellington next month, we'd be able to see The Comet is Coming at the Wellington Jazz Festival.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah. Or I suppose you could travel there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, this is limited to 700 copies only.
And it's beautiful as well.
It's Comet Fire Orange.
Yeah. And also the cover art is pretty amazing as well.
Yeah.
It's spacey.
It's kind of a piece with the other two that I just mentioned. I think we'll play the opening track, Start Running, where some of the electronic parts of The Comet is Coming have been dialed back.
Why is that?
Don't keep asking me why. I didn't make the record myself.
Okay. Let's have a listen and then I'll come up with a reason why.
All right, Start Running. Plays at 33. Make sure we got it at 33.
Yep.
Yep, cool. Thank you. Start running. The comet is coming.
It's amazing.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. So I was really confused at the beginning because I thought that the that kind of low hum that you can hear was actual vocals, but you were saying how it's just from a keyboard.
The group is just simply drums, keyboards, and saxophone.
So that chime at the end would have come from a keyboard?
I would think so, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Sounds so real.
They're a great group, and I'm just disappointed they're not playing in Auckland. But maybe that just says I should get off my ass and go to Wellington.
I think you should, Troy. You can take your cats with you.
You can go on a road trip. I don't think they'd want to come.
You never know.
Right, for records today, we got from Soul Jazz, who you just know is always going to do something kind of cool. There's 3 7-inch box sets that are going to be available.
They're so cute.
Yeah. One of them is called Studio One Hi-Fi Special, which, of course, is the reggae box. Has singles by Tommy McCook and the Scatterlights, Tommy McCook and the New Establishment, The Traps, Dobby Dobson, Magnificent Seven. Anyway, 5 7-inch singles. And now, these were all the 7-inch singles in these boxes were previously reissued by Soul Jazz in editions of 300, which were really hard to get because you could only really get them at their Sounds of the Universe record store.
Why do they release them as 7-inches?
There you go again.
No, I just like, you must have some kind of idea.
Well, basically, these were the way things were released the first time around.
Okay.
So you're going through the box now, yeah. And you'll notice those labels, they don't say Soul Jazz on them. They're replicas of the original labels of how those ones were released.
Oh, cool.
There's an Afro-rock, Afro-funk, Afro-disco box called Nigeria Soul Power. It's got...
That's not the one that we've got here?
No, I haven't got to that yet. Geraldo Pino's on it, Don Bruce and the Angels, Tony Gray and the Azimba Messengers. It's a really good one, especially those Geraldo Pino tracks are great. But the one we're talking about is simply called Soul 70.
Mm.
And there's 5 singles on this that, like I said, came out as like limited 300 things. And what characterises these is because there's no actual thematic continuity between the singles themselves. They range from a single from 1968 by Richard Brown right up to 1979, which is when the Johnny Adams Feel the Beat, Feel the Heat was released. But I think the thematic continuity between them is that they've all become really sought-after 7-inch singles that have received afterlife attention, so to speak.
Like, they're really nice as well, aren't they?
They are nice. A couple of Northern Soul classics in there, but not the sort of classics that you'd find on every Northern Soul compilation. They're still fairly rare and fairly desirable. There's one by Brief Encounter.
I saw that one.
Yeah, Brief Encounter. They were great. They were from North Carolina, I think. That was from a 1977 record that's the 1977 single from the album that they did, recorded at Muscle Shoals, Alabama. They were like, it was kind of done as a private press thing. That one you've got at the top there, which is on the Steeltown label. Steeltown, of course, is the label from Gary, Indiana, that signed the Jackson 5 in 1968, the same year as that Richard Brown single, as a matter of fact. But the one we're going to hear, we're not going to hear the Norma Jean one, which is great. Some great Louisiana soul there, Norma Jean and Ray J. Ray's in hell and I've taken over. But what are we going to hear?
Arnold Blair.
Now, Arnold Blair is a really interesting character in that no one really knows anything about him apart from that he was signed to Curtis Mayfield's label, or he might not have been signed to that label. He could have been the cleaner. There's two stories. He could have been signed to do backing vocals on Curtin Productions, but he might have been the cleaner. And the person that said he was the cleaner is Leroy Hudson, the great Leroy Hudson, who co-wrote The Ghetto with Donny Hathaway.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, Leroy Hudson produced this single by Arnold Blair. It's the only single that ever came out under the name Arnold Blair. And it's the only thing that ever happened. And then no one really knew what had happened, where he'd gone. But apparently he was murdered in 1996. But I don't know. I don't even know that. He's one of those mysteries. But wait till you hear his voice. You're going to be stunned by this one, Anna. You're going to like it. The 2 songs... A side is Trying to Get Next to You. The B side is I Won the Big Deal This Time. But I think we're going to hear Trying to Get Next to You.
Is it 33 or 45?
It's 45.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
There you go. We'll make it right, won't we?
Yes. That was fantastic. Thank you so much, Troy, for bringing that one in.
That's a cool one as well, isn't it? It's a nice little box too.
It is nice. It's a nice little collection as well. Yeah. I think you'd have a lot of fun with this. And it says, this music that makes you happy.
There you go.
What more could you want?
There you go.
So that's, I don't know, there's lots of words on there, Troy. What should we title it as?
I think it's just Soul 70, original Soul 70, even though none of them are actually from 1970. But there you go.
So, yeah, because one of them, you said, from 1969.
68.
Oh, and 68.
The latest one is 79. That there, the one we just heard was from 77. You reminded me that Leroy Hudson had replaced Curtis Mayfield as the singer of The Impressions.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, you reminded me about 2 minutes ago.
Huh.
Yeah, you didn't say it, but you reminded me.
No, I didn't. I didn't say it.
Right, cool. Records Store Day this Saturday. Southbound Records, we'll see you there, except not you, Hannah.
No. No, you won't. Thanks, Troy.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.